Elvin, do you still have your father's fiddle? You still play that
one? Which one's that?
Your father's fiddle.
I give it to one of my boys. I've got it. I give it to him. Give it to him too soon, I'll tell you why. Some fellas come down to my house from Charleston, West Virginia, to get it, to put it in the museum through the summer. And I said, yeah, I think we could do that. So I went down and told him. He said, for $50,000. I said, it ain't that value of the fiddle altogether. It's the simple thing about it.
Sentiment,
sir. Yeah. And anyhow, I took another now. Now this one, there's a fellow coming to my house from New York to buy it. And he offered me $750. I said, I don't think that's enough for that thing. Well, he said, that's all I can do now. So when he got ready to leave, I said, how much is a fiddle worth? He said, $25,000. I think he meant hundreds anyhow. But anyhow, it's a good deal. I bought a couple of fella for $100, and it's worth $1,000 now. More than that.
Now, when there's a fella here who wants to dance to one of your tunes.
All right, get him out here. Get him on the board. Yeah, that's a great big
fiddler. I'll tell you what, I've danced for fiddlers all over the world, I guess, trust me. And I never had an opportunity to dance for Melvin. And I want to say one thing about Melvin, too. You know, Melvin is also the recipient of West Virginia's highest folk life award, too. You know, he was a recipient of the first Bandage Award that was given 27 years ago, and it's given to individuals, they recognize individuals for a lifetime of traditional contribution to our traditional life here in West Virginia. And Melvin was also the recipient of that, the first one. Yeah. Well, I got my boy, Fred.